Again, yesterday Shir, we spoke at some length about the Indian of Avelis the Oraisa. Let's review briefly. We had a number of opinions. There is an opinion which the Rif quotes that there's Avelis Shiva the Oraisa. But Yas love is Abel Shiva Domin. The Rif and the Rama reject this opinion. The Ravid holds that Avelis Shloshim exists midoraisa for certain halachas, based on the Gemara, which seems to indicate that it's a mitzvah for someone who mitzvah with a shemayim, for someone who shaves in Shloshim, and obviously indicates a very serious prohibition. Both are rejected by almost everybody. That is just a smachta, doesn't really mean mitzvah with a shemayim, literally. So we're left, therefore, we're really with three basic sheets. The Rambam says that there exists Avelis Daraisa Yom Rishon Mitzvah Kvura, that it only begins from the time of the Kvura. From the time of the Kvura, if it happens the same day as the Mitzvah, until nightfall, that is the time of Avelis Daraisa according to Shittas Rambam. Perek Aleph in the Chosava Halacha Beis. The Ramban says, no, it's an impossibility. Since the Rift and the Golem seem to derive Avelis the Oraisa from the concept of Aninus found in the Chumash with respect to Kotshim and Maaseh Sheni. And with respect to Aninus, Kotshim and Maaseh Sheni, the prohibition begins at the moment of the Misa. So it's inconceivable that the Din of Avelis derived from there begins only at the moment of the Kavur. So he says it begins right away. Adis and Gemara's Fakir. So he tries to explain away the Gemara, so we'll have to go back to that in a few moments. Then, in the fifth and final view, the third of the, what's sort of more accepted, the Shita Toysa Tvarash, the Ramah Pasen by, that there's no such thing as Avelis the Oraisa whatsoever. Doesn't exist. What about Aninus? Aninus Bechon, Avelis Bechon. So, also Bezer, Mutta Bezer, also Bezer, Mutta Bezer, unrelated, unconnected, disconnected completely, have no connection to whatsoever to one another. Period. This is Tosa Shita, the Rosh, and the Ramah Pasen Zalacha. Shin Tzadi Tessif Yud Gimel, the Bahag said that if a person passed away on Yontav Sheni, was buried on that same day, then the Din D'Oraisa of Avelis pushes aside the Din D'Rabbanan of Yontav Sheni. So the Ramah says there's no such thing, because the Yontav Avelis Yom Rishon is also the Rabbanan. Since it's both the Rabbanan, it should be quite clear that Yom Tov Sheni is more powerful as a Derabim than Avelis Yom Rishon, which is in the Rabbanan, the Yochid. So right, the Ramah Shin Tzadi Tessif Yud Gimel, we talk from the Halacha according to Ramah, like Russian Tosfos, that Avelis is completely the Rabbanan. The Mechaber quotes the Bahagia, presumably is of the opinion that Avelis Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. Our Gemara implied as the Rif that Avelis is alright even beyond Yom Rishon, because it's talking about someone who died on Erev Yontif, and still, had it not been for Yontif, you get the impression it would have been an essay the Yochid going into the night. So the Rif, well, our Gemara goes to Adam Aninus Laila is the alright and Shaloki Ilkasa, and that particular prat. So he said, someone pointed out to me that our Tosis is not as clear as I thought. Here on our Daf Yudal and the days, the Tosis says, Tosfos starts talking about Avelis being an Essay D'Oraisa, because it's in competition with Simchas Yontov, which is an Essay D'Oraisa. And the last two lines, the narrow lines, the Simchas Nirali, the Simchas Regal, Nami D'Rabbanan, because it's a Makta B'Chagecha, Haino B'Shamei Simchas, I told you yesterday, oh! So therefore, if Simchas HaRegel is only D'Rabbanan, so it's very logical to assume that Avelis is also D'Rabbanan. And the old expression in the Gemara, Essay the Yochid, Essay the Rav, don't take the word essay in the literal sense of the mitzvah as I say the Oraisa. The whole thing is talking on a level of the Rabbanan. That's what I said to you yesterday in Shir. Someone pointed out to me that the Marat Chayas here, the back of most Gemara, the tradition of the Marat Chayas, says something interesting. He says he wants to know later in the Gemara's discussion of Mitzorah Berego. Mitzorah certainly, and I say, both the Rambam and the Chosdaran. How can Simchas a regular Rabban offset the Kumba Sage in Yanni Torah? Ulay Atosla Shitasim Azli, the Echlitu with Brochus of Menzayna with Beis, the Ramasla Essay the Rabbim, the Afilu Essay the Rabbim, the Rabbanan, Doche Essay Shal Torah. Because the Rabbim is so powerful that it can be Doche and Essay Shal Torah because of the Rabbim's dimension. So that's what my Rav Chaya said. The Tosla say that over there in Brochus. Menzayna is the famous Gemara about the Mishachar and Eved to make a minion. Suppose making a minion is the Rabbanan. What can be the Ayat about a minion? Brochu is the Rabbanan, and Kaddish is the Rabbanan, and Kedush is the Rabbanan, and everything is the Rabbanan. It must be that the Lo'ol and Mtavodu, which is a Din D'Oraisa, which is only for a Yoch, can be pushed aside by the Din of Minion, which is the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. The Rosh happens to be differently. That's the famous Rosh Rosh Tasha Zohar for Minion D'Oraisa. That's the answer to this question. But our Kofana Tosla, she tells them they hold this way. Now, this being the case, go back to our Tosla. So when Tosla says at the end, Nirali the Simcha Tereg, Nami the Rabbanon, the Samachta Haino Bisham is Simcha, and therefore the expression Essay the Rabbim is used even in the context of the Rabbanon, so I understood it automatically meant, with respect to Avelis, it also must mean the Rabbanon. After all, it has to be a level playing field, right? Rabbim and Yochit should all be on the level of the Dorais of the Rabbanon. So now it's Marat Chai, it's not necessarily so. Maybe, even the Maskana, in this post anyway, they hold that Avelis is a Doraisa, and nonetheless, it could be pushed aside by a Simchas Regel, the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, the Rabbin, could be more powerful than Doraisa, the Yochum. That's what they are from the Rabbanon. I wanted to bring it to your attention. Nonetheless, the bottom line is, we know that Tos holds out throughout Shas, in Brochus, and later on, and then the Rosh holds that way, that Avelis, in point of fact, is only Midi Rabbanon. That's number one. Number two, you mentioned yesterday the issue of how do you understand Chita Sarambam that Avelut does not apply until the Kavura? So I mentioned to you the concept of Osig V'mitzvah Potem and HaMitzvah. Today's Ma'am Akomas call for a discussion of the Gemara called Gimel Amud Beis. Let's turn there right now. Start right now already before while I'm finishing up stuff from yesterday. Let's see right away. It says Misha Mesa Mutal Lefonet Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It says in the third wide line, Upatan Mikriyashma Minatfila Minatfila Umikal Mitzvah Samuras Batorah. So the other says he's Potter from Kriyashma Tfila and Tfila, and guess what? He could also be Potter from Mitzvah Avelis. How do you like that? So I mentioned this far to you from Rav Soloveitchik, Mechvon of the Vroch, and from others. It really goes back to the Kivega. I took out this yesterday to tell you about this. In the Tiferet Tetra Mishnayot, in the very beginning, in the third parak in Brochus, in the Boaz, Oth Aleph, it's a lengthy correspondence with Rabbi Kiva Egan, who was a contemporary of the Tiferet Tetra. And he quotes a lot from Rabbi Kiva Egan. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban we mentioned yesterday, page Reish Yud Beis, the famous Ramban. We'll come back to it a little bit later. And he quotes an expression for the Sefer Tiferet L'Moshe, where it says as follows, Avol v'mitzvah aseh shel evel kechalitza sandal v'chadom epotter da potter mikol mitzvah shebetorah. Here it is. This svara is found over here. Really, the reason why an onan is potter from avelos is the same as potter from krishma. In effect, what is the Petura? So we saw Rashi says, Osig v'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. Maybe more than that, we'll get to it later, more than that. But either Osig v'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, in the sense literally of Asek, or, as Rashi would have in the Masechta Brachos, which this whole sugi is found as well, on Daf Yudayin and Mitzvahs, Rashi says that he's Potter, the first Rashi in the third paragraph in Brachos, we should start with Machsheves Kvaroto, Fabi Domer Lachosin, the Potter Mishim Tirda the Mitzvah. So include in the general category of Osig v'mitzvah Potter, Mitzvah. Not only if you do it with your hand, but if your head is preoccupied. This could be pshat in the din of Misha Mesa Mutal Lafonov. There may be more than that, we'll try to discuss later. Probably whatever's more than that is likely the Rabbanan. And we're talking on a level of Zoharaisa. So there'll be Kivega quotes over here. This din of Potter Mikol Mitzvah Moshe Batorah, what we said yesterday in Shir, it means in effect, Osig V'mitzvah, potter min hamitzah. We had a discussion yesterday, how far do you go with this rule? Right? It doesn't apply to a low tzeh, it only applies to an atzeh. What about avelus? Even though we're matter certain things which a person may be doing in a positive way, he's doing something, action, nonetheless, since the nature of avelus is a positive commandment, so then we can apply the principle of osig v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah. That's a possibility. We're going to revisit the Rabban in a minute. I just wanted to point it out to you, which really goes back to a quote in the Tiferet Tzor from Rabbi Kivega from Tiferet Moshe. Okay, number two. Number three, if we open the Ramban, which we will, I want to make just one preliminary comment. In discussion with one of the Talmidim yesterday, our main focus is page Reish Yud Beis, which is the one that's Zirak, the yellow sheet that you have, some of you, was not the original. So our whole question of tilpul back and forth, so we had a chance to look back at page Reish Ches, where the Ramban asks the question, which is the what he refers to. Reish Yud Beis, he begins this discussion with the words, well, the inyan shilta the sheilna kadmepo, to go back to four pages in this edition to see where that question was. And the question was, I need tamea, for those who have it, to look inside, at the tenth line. Heich lamdu agaonim avelus within aninus, falos mano shazeh, los mano shazeh. Sounds familiar, no? How can it be? Mesa was the lefon of onin dvar Torah, zeh ikar aninus. Ubosos man enu mitzavah, lo medivre tov, lo medivre tovim. That's what he assumes now, before he gets to his parents, on page Reish Yud Beis. Nikbar mitzavah and the next one I just couldn't read it. The phrase just didn't fit in. So I said, let's look elsewhere. I found in the green version, the green Ramban that we call as, that the Chiddush Ramban was printed some 30 years after this Ramban, there were two lines that were omitted from this edition. So with all due respect to the Mosad Hara Kook edition, it's missing two lines which you can find in the Bnei Brak edition. If you want to look it up, you see it. It's just missing the two lines. It's also an idea of a mitzvah one day for another day. It just doesn't fit. So again, I don't want to go into the point you have in front of you, but you'll see the two lines are missing at that point. Back to Reish Yud Beis. I thought Shad and Rabbi Nesser was also Osek b'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah. Because after all, he used the word Osek twice. He said over here, in Reish Yud Beis, as you all have, in Bosa l'hachma ola b'chalitza sandal of minul v'atifa sarosh at iske. Hameis nistadin v'kach. And I thought that pshat was, it's osig v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah. It's busy, or toward v'skei hameis, either actions or preoccupation, and therefore they exempted him from the halacha of removing your leather shoes, of covering your head, batifa tishmeilim, and, as you said earlier, kfiyas mitosa, which means turning over all the beds. Now, that's what I thought pshat was, and I still think it's a good pshat, but today I was bombarded with some questions. I resisted most of them, but the last one I don't have a way out of. Although, I even with this new pshat, I'm going to still get into trouble. At the very end of this discussion, the Ramban ends, Falah afilu li'acha kvura v'gale rosho l'chvon rabin. Rabban throws in a new thing. It says the din of atifas harosh that an oval is required to cover his head in a specific fashion. Nonetheless, the Ramban quotes here a din that if the rabbim come in, if there are many people around, and if he goes covered, he can't really see them. They can't really see him. It's not nice. He is permitted to undo the covering, to uncover his head, the covered harabim. The Ramban, if you can do that, the cover the Rabban, Kolshkin, the cover the Meis, etc., etc. Now, yes, is this Osek v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah? What does it do with that at all? There's no Osek v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah when the Ovel is being greeted by many people. He's not doing any mitzvah whatsoever. They're doing a mitzvah. He's not doing anything. So it's purely the way I said yesterday, based upon Osek v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah, it's very difficult to understand the connection to this Zimut Ramban quotes at the end of the Megala Rosh of the Kavod HaRabim. This leads me into what Usher suggested yesterday, whatever he is, that we're talking here about the Indian of Kavod HaBriyas. Kavod HaBriyas. Kavod HaBriyas is not Docha Adin Doraisa, the famous Shigamar and Brochus, The answer is, the Gemara is over there, Nafchav, Shevi Al Tata Shani. If you do something to Shevi, just not to do something, then Kalvat Abriyat is even Docha Oraisa. Usher suggested a Chiddush, or someone else suggested a Chiddush Godel. The Ramban's Lashon here is, what are the exemptions during this period of time? Eino Cholot Minol V'Sandol, Eino Mate Farosh, Ve'eino Chayev Ekfiyas Mitosa. Okay? So there's three in a row, we say that he doesn't have to do. So perhaps it's only limited to the Shevi Al Tata that I mentioned. So you don't have to remove your leather shoes. What will happen if someone was in, was wearing his socks, he wasn't wearing any shoes, and now he finds out that someone passed away, and he wants to go put on his leather shoes to be able to go out? No! That's already Kumbhase, you're over Nisa Daraisa. According to this understanding, you're over Avela Daraisa. A Chiddush Gadol, I still have a problem with it, which is, Eino Chayev V'Kfiyas Mitoso, which means, as I explained to you yesterday, an Oval is Chayev V'Kfiyas Mitoso. In the old, we don't do it today, we'll get to it later, why? You're going to have to overturn the bed, not only the bed that the Oval sleeps on, all the beds in the house, that's a whole hassle. So as I explained to you yesterday, he has no time to go to every room in the house and overturn all the beds. So I explained to you also to Mr. Potter and Mitzvah. According to this loop shot, it's based upon Kavanah Brius. What kind of beer is there? I have five private bedrooms. Anyone knows whether the beds are turned over or not turned over? The cover of beer by itself seems to also be an insufficient answer. That's just a combination over here. Cover of beer and also good mitzvah. And you'll put them both of them together to explain it. Unfortunately, I'm bound to not elaborate. So, unless you say that Elliot said yesterday, that the whole thing is not true. That's all one big parrot. If you're long, Elliot says later, it's only the Rabbanon, these items. I try to resist that. So either it seems to be a combination of the two, or there's only one big teretz. If you have more to say about it, please let me know after the shiur. Okay. These are the hashmot, as we call them, the leftovers from yesterday's shiur. I said although yesterday my teretz, apparently in my rush to end before this zman, I didn't explain it enough. I just repeated very briefly. My pshat and Rambam was a completely different pshat. Not that the Rambam was saying that the etzem, really, the Ramban is right, that there should be chiyuv avelus in the moment of the misa. It's just that, we'll call them an osgum mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, question of kavod abrius, or whatever other terrorists you want to give, ein avelus lachatzoin, that also explains. Ein avelus lachatzoin means that assuming that you can't, that some of the things you can't do, what the Ramban concedes, I'm sorry, you can't do all or nothing, so you have nothing. Can you justify the Shitas HaRambam without this idea of Ein Avelus L'Chatzoin? We saw yesterday it was a little bit difficult, but it's not so bad. You could say that Tirzah. So we asked the Kash yesterday, David HaMelech, how to take a shower was on the way to doing the mitzvah of Kavuras B'no. So we can answer that David HaMelech was hot and sweaty, and he felt he couldn't focus and concentrate on all the necessary preparations for Kavuras B'no until he went into the shower. I'll go beyond this. Somebody asked me a question last night. Ramban! What did Ramban do with David HaMelech? A Pasuk and Navi. What's Ramban going to do with that? So the answer, Ramban has two ways out. One way is, Ramban is in Torah on him earlier. Ramban says, a Melech is different. Melech b'yot yotach zen ha'ilech. He quotes Yom HaShech Yuma. In the first mission in the last parak. V'amelech v'akala yurchatu p'neihem. It's a Melech and akala yurchatu p'neihem. On Yom Kippur, even everyone else is prohibited. So too, a melech can wash, you know, even though he's in the status of what we call aninus, which really should be avelus d'oraisa, because after all, he's a melech. This would make more sense, of course, the precedential proof would make more sense, assuming that that the Ramban is of the opinion that we call shari nuyim and Yom Kippur are d'oraisa, and Afa became a melech is permitted to wash his face. This would indicate this kind of a distinction on the level of the Torah. It's in the Torah, the Adam page, Kuf, Ayin, Zayin. Ein ha-melech v'ashor l'navolatu v'me'evlo, k'dera shekelo v'yom ha-kipurim. That's what the Ramban answers. Second answer. Ubar medein makusha, rochat v'soch l'haver et ha-zuhamo me'olo v'ofra sh'shokov l'oret. You're allowed to wash, we'll get to this halakha later. If a person's filthy, fell into a mud into mud. He's an avela tzach mud. He's allowed to wash himself off. The haver is azuma to get rid of the dirt. So that could have been the pshat with David HaMelech. Giving a raya from there. In any event, so this being the case, the Rambam might say that even if he wasn't in the category of zuama proper, but still he felt he could focus better on the tzolchei hameis by taking a shower first. So you don't have to come on to necessarily to the ein avela tzachatzor in principle. If he's straight, also be mitzvah, potam and mitzvah, tears of the mitzvahs we mentioned before. But the way I said shot at the end, nothing to do with that at all. Rather, based on the lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, as quoted by the Ketzav Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Avel, and referred to, but so briefly, in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, and the expression of the Rambam is the beginning of his counting of the mitzvahs of Sefer Lamed Zayin, kind of the beginning of the Rambam, Sefer Rambam, that the Rambam derives, you see here, what goes against everybody. Everybody in Tzono assumed what the Rib said, that the source for Avedus arises via Chalti Chata Sayom Yitzvah Ben Hashem. Ram quotes the Perek Alva Lach Alef. We want to just know. The real source is Loch Yitama. Loch Yitama. Here we show the Gemara. Yesterday, Chofim at Beis. Ramam took a Gemara, which we think is innocuous, and made a big deal out of it. Ramam, the Gemara is in the Chofim at Beis of Raisa. Toner Abonim, towards the end of the narrow line. Kol Ha'ama B'Parshas Kohanim Shekor Mitam Elehen. Avel Misabel Alein. So we think it's just a convenience statement over here. It doesn't mean anything. There's no intrinsic connection between the two. But the Rambam ran with it. So no, it's all about Taya that the Avelus and the Tum are the same thing. The Mitzvah says, Li'itame u'li'itabo shenema lo yitama. This is Mefush, Prekbeza look above. So therefore, we suggest, Shad and Rambam, they're consecutive. Li'itame u'li'itabo. First, you busy yourself with the Tum, with the Kvura. And then, after you finish with that, part two kicks in on that same day, if the day hasn't passed yet, and that is, Lis Abel Avelis Yom Rishon, after the Kvura. So you have to come on to various Turim and Lumdus, simply. It didn't start yet. That's what I thought the shot was. Someone added, one of the Svarim may say, that what's the connection between Tumah and Avelis? They're both the Kavod HaMeis. Tumah is certainly Kavod HaMeis, and Avelis, we'll see later, might also be Kavod HaMeis, the Sugan Sanhedrin. And therefore, this could be the link between the two dimensions of the mitzvah according to Shita Rambam. In any event, we understand very well where they come one after the other. The Zerachas then. Okay. And what started us talking was, is there any possibility of an in-between zone? The Avelus didn't start yet, but the Aninus passed already. So we suggested according to the Rambam and the Ramban, it can't happen. It's impossible because the Esem, it starts in the Nisa on the level of the Oraita, and whatever postpones it with the Esek Bemes or whatever it is, as soon as that finishes, so then you have to have the Avelus begin immediately. However, according to Shita's Tosfos in the Rosh, it's possible to say that the Mechayev of the Avelus is the Kvura, or the equivalent of Kvura, we mentioned yesterday, the Malchav Beis, when you turn your back on the Aron, and you can have a hiatus. Where is this kind of a hiatus? It's found in the Furish, in the Rosh, in the back of the Gemara, Sin Siman Nun Hei. What did it say? The Rosh talked about a case of a person, Nebuch, died in jail. There's no Aninus, he says, there's no Karina Re'mesim with Lefanov, because they can't do anything about it right now. When we call Makom, Lo nedamai, lo nedaminu, lo nesiashim of the kovah sheyochol aleihem avelus me'ata. No. So what situation do you have in this case? Neither aninus nor avelus, neither nor. You're in limbo. Right, this limbo state in the kovah only exists in the Rosh Hashitah, so the pashtus. The pashtus, although it's not clear, but it's certainly at least a possibility that it's limited to the Rosh Hashitah. This is what I wanted to talk about from yesterday's shiur. Now we're going to start today's shiur. Almost halfway through today's shiur, we're starting today's shiur. Okay, the sugya I've called Gimel of the Days. Let's analyze it very carefully. And then it may submutal lefonov. Okay? May submutal lefonov. As I mentioned to you yesterday, we call it in our language aninus. Shulchan Aruch calls it on Shimon Aleph on top, Vidini aninus. But we said it's just a borrowed expression. It's nothing to do with with the aninus of the dindar raisa lochalti ba'oni mimenu. They start, they end at different times. One ends as soon as the kavura is done. One ends when the sun sets. And depending on how long it takes for the kavura, each one can come before the other. If the kavura is, someone died at midnight and buried at noon, so the mesa mutlafarav ends at noon, and the ninus arayis of a kachim ends at sunset. If someone died at noon, buried at midnight, so the aninus v'kachim ended already as soon as the sun set, and the ended at midnight. They end different times completely. Right, fine. This is what it says. So what din about a basic two dinim? Fundamentally, the pasuk we call a mitzvah, which is a say, and also bevasa v'yayin. Okay, also bevasa v'yayin. That's what it says. The first in the Gemara called Gimel Amud Beis, the same Gemara appears in Barakas, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says Tosfos, the Eina Ochel Bas of Eina Shol Tiyayin Nireh, the Fihechi the Shari Vatarik Basin the Tainus. Oh, we're already beginning our first introduction to the laws of Tisha, which we're going to try to discuss. I told you in the Kavos of Hilchot Avel. What does it say there? Gabi Erev Tisha B'av, Dinah Bas of Yayin Amud Sudam Asek, Bas of Kozman, She'enu Kishlomim, the yayin begito is mutter. It's not considered to be in the category of bosven hamisamchim. They're not misameach yet. Hachi nami shari bionin. The Tosfos is suggesting in the first line that the kind of bos of yayin which is not lead to simcha, which is permissible erev Tisha B'av, sudem asekes, is permissible to for an onen as well. Miu ein begilin lino v'mhet lo v'kav lo v'tisha b'av. No, all right, that's a side point. That's a side point. Tema, mashma da onen chama me avel. Look at this. The lamatzina avel sheva itza bebata v'yayin. Uyen kachim, ashkechan, the avel ochel bekachim, v'onen asur. This line is very bothersome. Why is it bothersome over here? Because Tosfos is sort of flitting back and forth between onen, the raisa for kachim and maisa sheni, and onen as we know it is the shorthand for Mishamesa Mutal Lefana. They seem to be, they coined the phrase onen, and they got so carried away with it that they're sort of going back and forth. It's Bukhar, not Meduyuk. That's a horror. Anyway, let's continue. Uvishad var mechmir ba'avelot v'kfiyat ha'mita v'nilas ha'sadav ha'tim v'sarosh v'tu v'yika uva'onen shari. So what's going on? What's Mochama? Which one is it? Yesh lama. The dvar m'shem mishum evel Mutta gabe onen. Uvavelus asur. Period. This is Tosfos who says the two different things, Asa Bezer, Mutta Bezer, unrelated to each other. And therefore, Avelus begins only after the Kavura. Avodvar she'enam asur mishum Avelus. Ela mishum she'yesh lo lios torud v'kvuras meso v'lo yimoshech achar dvarim acherim kon achilas boso shtiyas yayin Asiri ba'onen davka. So it's simply Shami and Moshe. He's going to get involved in something else, and he will forget about taking care of the mace. The Tash Mishamita the Mashver B'Samach to also ba'onen. It's not because of the Avelus. It so happens. This is the one activity. It's also for an onen, also for another, but for two completely different reasons, argues Tosfos. Totally different reasons before the Kavura and after the Kavura. Ba'anami Shemi Yimashe. That's what it says. O Shema Simcha Yisert of the Chutzpah. Kach Matzot. Uve Tiglachas of a Tichvosef. Lo Yadinan Ishari Ba'one. He's not sure. What do you mean he's not sure? The Chorah means as follows. The Torah says they never availeth. He is sure. There's no availeth before the Kavura. His only shail is maybe we should ask for these things not because of availeth, for the Shema Yimoshech, the whole process, washing your clothes, taking a haircut, the whole big deal. The Shema Yimoshech will get involved in this activity and he'll forget about the mace. That's what Shat and Tosfos, in my opinion. Fine. So here's the Tosfos where they make a clear distinction between Avelus and Aninus, unrelated to each other completely. Question. Lematzkonat HaTosfos, the wine and the meat which do not qualify as misamchim because of their somewhat inferior quality as per the sug of Tainat Aflamin, what's their status with respect to an individual who's known as Misha Mesa Mutlafana? Usr or Musa? What do you say? Usr or Musa? Tell us by saying that the Arab tissue of certain kinds of somewhat inferior meat and wine is permissible. It's not some Misameah. What's the status for an Onan, the Maskana Tatosis? Who knows? Who wants to venture a guess? Nobody. Okay. So the Noda Yehuda suggests, I think it's true from really from his son, that at the beginning in Tarsus, the Makshin held that Aninus is simply a form of Avelut. Again, I'm using the word Aninus in shorthand. Misha Mesa Mutlafana is sort of a form of Avelut, and so is Sudamat Sekes, so we can derive from one to the other. But the Maskonas are Tarsus, that Misha Mesa Mutlafana has absolutely nothing to do with Avelut, not at all. The restrictions are purely Shema Yimashech. We're afraid he'll get dragged and involved in some other activity and forget about his responsibility to take care of the maid. If that's the case, who cares if one is inferior, superior? Well, what's the difference? He'll get involved in it, and he won't take care of the Tzarchei HaMeis. Yes? What by Aaron and his children? What does it say by Aaron and his children? Absolutely, you're saying 100% correct that the Asmach will find later in the Sugyas refer to that as an understanding that a person who's not a Kohen or not a Kohen Gadol or whatever the case may be would have to refrain from taking a haircut during Shiva, Shloshim, etc., the case may be. But we're discussing an additional point. We're assuming for the moment that before the Kvura, the Kli Tzolt, there is no concept of Avelus. So what's their suffix with respect to Tiglachas and Tichbos? It's not a Hichos Avelus. Their suffix is whether it's considered Shema Yimashah. That's how I understood it. Okay, this is what Tosfos is saying. So it's possible that in the Havamina they thought that Aninus is a kind of an Avelus, and therefore if this Yayin and Bos is not Mesameach, so it's Mutter. The Maskona Shema Yimashah, then it should remain also. The Nobita suggests it, so we reject it somewhat. It's not so clear what his bottom line is, but that's what I would have said. Do we find elsewhere Bos of the Yayin as being a manifestation of Avelus? To the contrary, the Poskim has Kakasha. An Ovel is Mutter the Bos of the Yayin. How can Tosa suggest in the first line that both of the Yayin are prohibited from Mesa Mutlafanov as a manifestation of Avelus? It's an impossibility. An Ovel himself is Mutter for both of the Yayin. What was entering through Tosa's mind? Doesn't Tosa know that an Ovel is out of both of the Yayin during the week of Avelus? What were they thinking? So, it's interesting. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, and Simon Tov Kuv Samach Aleph, the Cotton Dalit. The person sees Yerushalayim, the Korbanah, for the first time. On that day, it's Osir Bebosir V'yayin. Now, Osir Bebosir V'yayin, there's no Shemi Yimashah, there's no Mace, there's nothing. So clearly, I think it's from the Kafta V'Ferach, clearly those Poskim will say that are working with an assumption that refraining from Bosir V'yayin is a form of maintaining Avelus, staying away from both of the Yayin, which are Mitzameach. Apparently, this Shita would work with an assumption that it's only a very serious form of Avelus, the most serious form of Avelus, which prohibits both of the Yayin. When is that? that is Sudim Apsekes. Also suggests that is Mr. Mesa Mutalafana, and that is Yom Sharai Yushan B'Chubana B'Tchila. In these three cases, it's such a strong form of Avelus that both of the Yayin are also during the Shiva after the Kvura, it's a lesser form of Avelus, and both of the Yayin would be Mutal. Or we could suggest that really both of the Yayin should have really been up to even the whole 7 days of Avelus. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Anaf Ayin, Amar Aleph says, Lo Nivri Yayin L'Nachem Avelim Shenema, Tenu Sheikhel La'Oved V'Yayin L'Mori Nefesh. So then perhaps we could suggest, I mean, that's a special dispensation. Otherwise it would have been stripped even the entire week of Shiva. Perhaps. In any event, here's the big question for today, which is, what exactly is this Aninah status? What is it? Is it a form of Avelus, which is the way Tosafot starts off? Or it's simply Shema Yemashech? Which one is it? So it's really, as we will see, not so simple. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas is clear that it's simply a matter of Shema Yemashech. As we see here in our Sugya and Tosafot, that seems to be the Maskana of Tosafot too. But this may not be unanimously accepted. Places in the Sefer Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin, going over to Yud Ches, there's something very interesting. Tosafot starts off by quoting a Yerushalmi, which is found here in our Tosafot as well. Maybe we better turn to this, because you all have Moed Kod, not all of you have Brachas. Let's start with Moed Kod. Okay. Let's go straight. It'll be the easiest way. The aim lilmod isa legaleach mid the time of a sechas smachus. Hoya megaleach v'amulo. Anybody look it up? On the sides? Anyone look at that? Yeah? You know what a fireman sechas smachus? Who knows what a fireman sechas smachus? Who knows what a fireman? I couldn't find it. It's in the back of a sechta modazor. It's also called by the name Eva Rabbosi. So the Rabban calls it one name, and Tosafot calls it a different name, and Tosafot calls it two different names. You should know what it is. It's printed in the back of Masechta Avodah Zarah. Okay? It's called Masechta Ketana. Whole series of Masechtas. Was it last year we were learning? Masechta Tzitzis and Masechta Tzilin, right? That was Masechta Mezuzah. It's in the same series over there. Okay? Hoya Megaleach. V'amulov Meis Echad Mikrovov. Herez a Yigmar. Mashma halo hitzkil asur. You see, you're not permitted to take a haircut in the state of aninus. Wrong. No, the shmuhari. Well, the akashenigba. You heard. He's got notified. Was notified that his relative was dead and buried. Well, the shame riva kasaf miklachas asur. The nachman the rishayim al tifro vayikra yud hakuli al matiri v'inu onen him avu. They were owning him. Do you mean to say that didn't the Raisa? Didn't Tosafot the view that there's no Avelus or Raisa? What are you calling a prophet for? Let's say, is Aninus or Raisa? No, Avelus or Raisa? Difficult. Uvitashvish Amidah the Asrinan, the Samuch, the role of Hatir Aninus, the famous Gemara of Ksubas. Who long Ksubas here in your life? Tavdalot. No one's willing to raise their hand. All right, I won't call on you. Who learned Tzuvos? Still? Maybe we should learn the Sugar of us together. All right, we'll leave that and we finish the Maram HaKaimus. Or maybe even before we finish, we'll try to analyze the Sugar and Tzuvos. It's a very important, I told you we knew it already. You see, Moed Kod in Yeshivas, they don't learn. Tzuvos, everybody knows already. All right, so believe that or remind me that after we finish the Sugar, we'll insert the Sugar and Tzuvos. Very important to know. What does it say over there? Famous story. So Adina says, Mutta Avelis, what's the famous story over there? What happened? Machnis Nesameis Lecheder Uboel Bilas Mitzvah Porish. A strange Gemara. If a father of the Chos, the mother of the Kala died, and you don't want to lose the whole wedding expense and the Shevet Brachos expenses, so you somehow allow the Chuppah and the Tashmish to take place right away, and postpone the Kvura until afterwards. Father Carmina Hosma Vela Saha Kila Vassal is a zulibe. Umakshamai kula. Ilayim as a katani balls do in the bitsa. Beshud lo chayla veilas alay. Oh? It's not a kula. It's just muta stamuta. Anyway, it's a lo mashen kula bedavim. The rich gay is held that an onan is muta betashish, based on his gemara, the kipshuta. No, it doesn't mean that. Halachi kama. Ein kula ba'avelus, tiin ba'aninus. For the author is Azuli Ba'avelus. It's like you have Yichud and Avelus. I hope we won't. I have to take a long Ksubas. We'll make a new Ma'am a cover. We'll add it in. Okay, but for the moment, we finished the first Taisus here in the Sugya, and we understand what Taisus is driving at. Okay. Next Taisus. Any questions in Taisus so far? If you have more, you'll answer later. The end of Achanel. Pirish Bekuntris, the Brachos Bishameso, Zirchos Amotzi. Then the Zamin, Birchas Amozim. Okay? There's no Birchas Amozi, and there's no Birchas Amozim. Some Tos goes to a back and forth. What does it mean? Two parts of Mizimun. One, that they actually say something to, that they can be Yotzi one with the other. Fine. That's the first part of the Tos. Let's go to the main part of the Tos. They quote Rashi, which is Gamze Hashem, in parentheses, and Mavarach means the Ein Tzarech Mavarach Birchas Amozim. Mashes me perusho, the ain isu levarich, who vishmait nani pirish kinyin zeh, who miyu midikama berech perek mishameso, also on the man, the omar, tok arba amasu di otar, pirish aben yitzchok, vibrochis, the ika isu levarich, gam betosha, pirish di otsu levarich, is an iser for an individual to make a brocha when it's in the status of aninus. It's prohibited. Okay? Skipping a few lines, we'll get to the last few lines, which is most important. B'shuv matasi b'Yerushalmi. Okay? Now we're down to the last five lines. The reish peg mishameso. Tani. Im rasa lahachmer al asno ein shomelo. Here it is, b'feirish. When we machmer and make a bracha, we don't listen to you. We don't lie and make a bracha. Why not? Lama? Two reasons. One. From the kvodo shomeis, oh, two, mishum she'ein lo mi she'yisa maso'o. Because no one take care of it for him. If he's going to start making brachas and doing mitzvahs, no one to worry about the meis. What's the first day of? Kvodo shomeis. What does kvodo shomeis mean? It doesn't say. Let's tell them what the word kvodo shomeis means. Okay. Upari, if they ask Yerushalmi, ask the kasha, v'atanya potem in the tzilas lulav, because Sagadaite the Naira Biyomtis, Ubo Eno Torah Lisa Vimaso. So therefore what? Therefore what? What does that prove? The fact that he's Potter from the Tilas Lula Vanyantif, what does that prove about say? Which side is correct? Covenant mate? Well Mishane Ti Pasa Bechol. Pirish Bechol Oshomoed. So in Bechol Oshomoed, that's what the status of Aninus applies. Because we'll call him Moi, we know we go do the Kvura, etc., etc. Let's stop here for 1 minute. Let's stop here for a minute because the last three lines are even more difficult. Let's stop for a minute with the Kvura Chalamoy. Chalamoy is found, Rabotai, in Tosis in the Sefer of Brochas of Yitzchak the following expression. Umin Ayrishalmi, the Meshani, the Potom, and the Tilas Lulav, the Naira of Chalamoy, the Torah of Lisa Maso, Lamadnu, Shebekol HaMoed, Shayach Aninus, Kishameso, Muto Lefono. Okay, you see, before she reshaw me. Aninus Bekol HaMoed. The cave in the Kishemuto Lefono, Shayach Aninus, Ki Muto Lola Zekorba, Ki Muto Lefono of Dami. The expression is Gemara Baruch HaSat Yudches. The Chein Itko, Mishameso, Muto Lefono. Vein of the Kovro, Eino Noeg Aninus. From the Eino of the Kovro, let's say, we saw the example before in the Rush, he's in jail, right? The mace died in jail, or the relative is in jail, there's the Eino of the Kovro, he can't do anything. So Tasha says there's no Aninus whatsoever. What's the connection here in the Tosafot? They start with Kolamoid, you see there's Aninus for Kolamoid, and then they go on to say, as a result of this somehow, that if someone is in jail, that there is no anemus. What's the connection of Chalamoyed in jail? Anil Zaiti told like a very important thought over here. Tosfos is attempting to demonstrate from Chalamoyed, but critically so, that the restrictions of Aninus for Bosa V'yayin and the Issa B'mitzvot is not a function of Avelus. Because Ein Avelus B'moyed. So had Aninus been what does that indicate? No. So what's the reason for the din of Onay? What is it? Again, what? Kavod, Kvodo Shomei. You can't say Yisra Matzah. There is no Matzah on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mikev, Anshayu Zekukim, Lahav, Lahorin, V'tachrichin, Tanin and Tamon, Machshichin, Alatchum, Lepakeach, Aliske, Kalav, Aliske, Ameis, Lahav, V'tachrichin. That means you had to go to the very border in order of the Tchum. You had a quick getaway, quick start to take care of the needs of the maize. So therefore, Nami Kimoshu Nosa Masoi Dami. So therefore, it's considered to be someone who's carrying the burden. In other words, don't prove from here, from the tour of Shofar, that the reason is Kavod HaMeis. No, the reason is Yisra Maso. But the Yisra Maso applies even on Yontif, because you can go to the border of the Tchum. Last line. Mashma, the Pligi B'Shabbos V'Yomtov, the Eino Mevorech, the Maid Arminon. Miyu Akashla, the Arminon B'Sefer, B'Shabbos, Mevorech, and Mezameh, V'Tzorachim. The last line is almost impossible to read. It's easier to see it in the rush, since the rush is on the Mamakom. Let's turn to the rush right now, and we'll see what he does about this last line. Simen Nun Dalit. Go to Yerushalmi. But a small lamed of the Korban HaTamil is where the end of the court of the Yerushalmi. Miu b'ha palig Yerushalmi ha-gemara didan. The mashmahasam da'afilu b'shabit. Kevin the machshichin al-adkum la'avav and tachwichin. The chalav avelus. Presumably means aninus. B'ha ha arminon. The b'shabit chayev v'kob mitzvah samurus b'atara. V'adim b'yantif. What's the mitzvah other than Shabbos and Yantif? V'yesh omrim the gemara didan ari b'shachwit. V'asam ayolei et erev. The shaykh al zameh ma'am ma'kshikhin al atkum v'lo b'shachrit. V'li nireh v'lo kashya d'vadei v'chol shiyokho lasas tzorchei ha'meis afal pi she'enu osuk yesh lo din aninus mibnei kvodo shomeis she'libo poni l'chashem al tzorchei ha'meis v'yasuk v'en tomis avo b'shabit v'yomtus she'en yokho lasas tzorchei ha'meis elu l'hachshich v'yalma v'davka b'shoa shum Machshech Potter, Avokol Ayom Chayav. So the Rosh is saying over here, look what he's saying, Chiddush Neira. The Kvodo Shomeis does not apply to Shabbos V'yomtiv. How do you define Kvodo Shomeis? Not that a person should be so overwhelmed with grief that he shouldn't be have any cup to get involved in mitzvahs. That's not even a shot. Kvodo Shomeis means you should be focused on taking care of the needs of the mace. And on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you can't lift a finger, there's no Kvodo Shomeis. It's against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says with the Katani, Potem et Kiyah Shofar. No, to the Rosh. Hainu b'shah shul makshich the last 10 minutes. Nishna mashmachi. The Kevish is talking about the hachshich. Mashmach b'shah shul otuk l'hachshich. Period. That's how the Rosh understands. Okay? This is what the compromise is the Rosh makes. Not everyone agrees to this. Clearly there are those who say that there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Rosh tries to be Mar B'Sholom Ba'olam. Okay, Rabotai. We have to now analyze Pesak Halacha. Pesak Halacha is found in two places, in Yoredeya and Siman Shin Mem Aleph, and in Aruch Hayim in Siman Ayin Aleph. Okay? What is the Pesach Halach? Shulchan Aruch Paskin is as follows. If you have it, you're there. We have it as our first foray into the Shulchan Aruch. I brought some extra Shulchan Aruch to brought up. I brought extra Gemara for those who need. Shin Mem Aleph Siv Aleph. What's the loss of the Shulchan Aruch? Misha, Mace, Lamace, etc. Hossam, he called Mrs. Amur's Vatar. Vafilu, him ain't no tzarech lasik with tzarech yamace. To go and she yesh lo achayim shalskin vishvila. Vyesh omrin, shafilu, him yirtu lahachim alatno levorech olanas omrin achayim mevorechin, ain't no rashoi. Uve Shabbat, the Yom Tov, Ochel Bosa, Vishol Tuyayin, Umbavach, Vachaya, Bechol HaMitzvah. Vim Tzorach, Vahashik, Alat Chum, Vim Lashik, Vatsoch, Yameis, Chal, Lav, Anina, Sayasa, Vekula, Nisho, Shemat, Lelechas, Vahashik, Alat Chum. Period. This is the Mechaber in Simen, Shin, and Aleph, Sif, Aleph. So, the Pashtus is, that if he wants to be Machman himself, to make a Bracha, to answer Amen, Ein or Rashon. Quote is a Yesh Omrin, and in the Ramah has some small letters, Ayin, so it comes from Ramah, Ayin Barachayim, Simen Ayin Aleph. So therefore we have to be Mitzvah the Shvor, Adivrei Chachamim. What does it say in Arachayim? Simen Ayin Aleph. What does the Shulchan Aruch say there? The Hilchus Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Misha Meis Lameis, Tuchai Vatab Lalov. Afilu Eino Mutlal of the Korvo. What do you mean, Eino Mutlal of the Korvo? What does that mean? We'll see later. Is someone else taking care of it for you? Potter Mikriya Shema Mitfilu. Vafilu Imrota La'achim Ralatom of the Korvo. Eino Rashoi. Period. Not allowed. Then he says, Vim Yesh Lo Mishi Yishtadol Bishvilo B'tarchi Kvura. V'rota La'achim Ralatom of the Korvo. So you say Rashoi? Doesn't say Rashoi. It's the three other words. Ein mochin diyodo. We don't lock him up. So the Mepharshim explained, it's ein Rashoi. Ein Rashoi. But the Mechaber is pastening, he's not allowed to be machmir, as is often a Yerushalmi. No. Oh, my boy's dying. But the two Lashonis in Yerushalmi. According to one Lashon Yerushalmi, it's because of Kvod Hashem Eitz. According to the Lashon Yerushalmi, it's because of the Eilam Mishis and Asol. Nafkamina. Right, you saw the rush? The rush spells out the Nafkamina more than he saw in present. What did the rush say? Well, the rush quotes it to Yerushalmi. The rush says, Mai binayu, koshi yesu mishi yisu masol. He tell him to quote our mates, Osir. He tell him to make Eilam Mishis and Asol. Hare yesu mishi yisu masol. You know? So it says. And therefore what, by the way? And therefore what? Fill in the missing word. And therefore what? No. Fill in the word. What? Rashai or Mutter. That's the Pasht. Correct. Okay? So, fine. Major problem. This is a major, major problem. It's raised by the Chazanish and by others. What are these two Lashonis fighting about in the Yerushalmi? Called the simple read of the Yerushalmi, that's he quoted in the Rosh, it's a little bit in Tosfos, they're fighting about the Isser, Rabotai, the Isser for an Onan to perform it. Let's assume for the moment that the Isser does not apply. What do you say then? Okay, no Isser, great. So we had someone said, Rashai, or Mutter. What might one suggest another word? What? Chayim? I'd like you to prove to me that chayav is the more appropriate term. Lueli? Maskul mitzvah? Prove it. Prove it from what we just read. That the alternative is not just rashai or mutter, but chayav. No, prove it. But both sides, it's right in front of your nose. No takers? No? Approved? Vatanya potter mitzkiya shalva potter mitzilas luluv. What's the kasha? If the whole discussion over here is whether it's usher or not usher, but everybody agrees that you're potter. Everyone agrees that you're potter. Right, that's what Arya says. Well, it's potter, it's rashai, but the question of whether it's or not. So what's the kasha? Vatanya potter mitzkiya shalva potter mitzilas luluv. So what? I didn't say no. I don't know if you're following me. The Gemara is a Shaila. What the Rishonim is a Shaila. What's the reason why it's also to do with mitzvah shiur owning? According to one version, it's called a shomeg. Second version is ein la mishisa matzo. All right. Correcting Gemara kasha about Tanya potter minatilas lulu potter minitzki shofar. What about how do we say pshat? Come on, we said pshat together before. Well, that's how we said. If it's a matter of kodesh shomeg nicha, we can understand that it applies even on Shabbos. Okay, you have to be overwrought, etc. Fine. But if it's a matter of Yisra Masol, there is no Yisra Masol on Shabbos. So we shloved up. Which side? The first side, the first day of the Yishalmi, of Kfar HaShemek. We shloved it up, right? It says, Potem and Atila Tzulu of Yishtia Shorka. But according to Eli, that everything needs your Potter, and the only Shaila is what? Whether what? Whether what? Whether what? It's Asr or not. So you didn't shlug up anything. The terrace is that Ellie's terrace is not to be the right terrace. Namely, that it's double or nothing. We live in an age of extremes, Rabbi Sai. Either it's awesome to do the mitzvah, or you're chayav to do the mitzvah. And there's no middle ground. There can't be a middle ground. Because if there's a middle ground, the Rishami Kashi makes no sense. I repeat. We start a Shami Rishami, why is it awesome to do the mitzvah? Is it Kvod HaShemei? Or is it why? Or is it Yisra Masol? Frankly, Yishami Vatanya Potem Mitzkiya Shofar. That proves what? It can't possibly be because of Yisra Masol. There's no Masol in Rosh Hashanah. It must be because of what? Because of Kvodo Shomeis. And Kvodo Shomeis applies even on Rosh Hashanah, more I think at this point. Oh, so the question becomes, what's the kasha to begin with? La'olam I'll say the reason for the Easter is Yisra Masol. And that Easter, in fact, should not apply in Rosh Hashanah. And then, but it never said in this Brice of Atanya at the Osir of Rosh Hashanah. All it said was, Potter. Right? Let's say Potter or Mutter. So it's Potter from Shofar, but it's Mutter to do Shofar. So from the Rishami's question, it would seem it's either one extreme or the other. That's the Pashas. Major problem, Rabbi Osman. If this is the case, why is the Shulchan Aruch passing the way he passes? The Shulchan Aruch writes, L'chumra, what do you mean L'chumra? That you're not permitted to perform mitzvahs, even if Yesh Lo Misha Yisra Matzoh. Question is why? Why should there be a sack in this way? Let's figure out it's an unresolved question in the Rishonim. Unresolved, right? Never resolved. It's back and forth. Now, on the one hand, if we're going to tell the person it's us of you to do the mitzvah, so you mevatel the mitzvah say the orais, right? You mevatel the mitzvah say the orais. If, on the other hand, he's going to perform the mitzvah, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? He didn't tell him to do the mitzvah. What did he do wrong? He violated this Easter which exists here in the Yerushalmi, and only may not do a mitzvah. What kind of Easter is that? Presumably the Rabbanon, not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. As said the Rabbanon, Kodesh Shomeis, Yisra Masol, whatever it may be. Presumably the Rabbanon. So if you had a pasuk in a shaila, you have any bayad law of shita, unresolved question, and you're told, if you go this way, I'm about to miss a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you go that way, the worst case scenario is, what are you doing? You're trying to do an Easter, the Rabbanon. It's up to me. I tell him, go for the Daraisa. Do the mitzvah say and take a chance on the Yisra Rabbanon. So why does Shulchan Aruch pass in Fakeret, the Chumrah, and the Shaila? That's the question. So in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll have to see the first Tosis in the Sugya Masechta Brachos, that you Zayin, what's a different Yerushalmi. And it's going to help us open up this entire Sugya, which we will discuss then.